Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, hello, everyone. Glad you could join us today. I'm going to start a series on overcomers because we know that the Word of God tells us that we are more than overcome. We are more than conquerors through Christ Jesus, and that also that in the Book of Revelation, chapter 12, verse 11. It reads, and they have conquered him by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony. So the enemy knows what the power of your testimony can do to his kingdom. And it gives glory to our God, because no matter what's going on in this world today, we still serve a God that is able to heal, deliver, and to make us free. And so my first guest on the talk block is going to be Miss Naomi. And she overcame and conquered a heart attack. And what should have taken her out, see, what the enemy meant for her bad, God turned that thing around and he meant it for her good. And he brought her through. So we're going to talk to Miss Naomi today about the experience that she went through and what she learned throughout this experience of the heart attack. And she was saved and brought through by the grace of God. And I want to look at one word called conqueror, because in the English Standard Version, it says in Revelation 12, and they have conquered him by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony. Conquered means to gain mastery over or win by overcoming obstacles or opposition. So in spite of the obstacles or in spite of the opposition, what the devil meant for Naomi's bad, God took it and he made it for her good. So I'm going to bring her on and let her give her testimony and go whichever way the Lord lead her to go. So how are you doing today, Naomi?
I'm great. How are you doing today?
I am doing good. We're going to start off today, we're going to start off with the question of if you can tell us a little bit about what happened. How did you know that you had had a heart attack?
Okay. Actually, it really was like a normal day like today. I talked to my girls every night on the phone, and I had talked to them, and I had fixed something to eat and everything, and got my bath and everything, and I was cleaning up my kitchen. I was sweeping my kitchen floor. And I thought that's what my kitchen floor, I was doing a little round my kitchen. And all of a sudden, a pain just hit me in my chest. And I didn't know what it was. I tried to ignore it because I felt like, okay, it's just probably just some trapped gas or something like that. And just going to pass on by. And it didn't. And I came in here. I said, I better go in here. And my husband's a pastor. And I asked him to pray for me. He got the oil and he anointed me and prayed for me and everything. And it seemed like it was a little better. But just moments after that, it just seemed like it was just getting worse and worse. And he had asked me, did I want to go to the emergency room? I said, no. I think it's going to pay. A few moments, I was like, we got to go. And so I went to the emergency room, and they ran a few tests on me, and they told me that I had a heart attack. They rushed me to Jackson, to the St. Dominic Hospital down there. And that's how I, you know, found out that I had a heart attack.
Wow. When you was in the process of having a heart attack, like you said, it felt like it probably was some trapped gas and it may, you know, pass over. What happened to make you decide, I better go to the hospital now? Because what got you to that point?
It got to, where I just couldn't hardly breathe and I couldn't hardly stand up. When it just got to the place where it started affecting my breathing, it happened so quick, almost like probably like 5 minutes I was here at my house after it first happened, everything happened so fast. And on my way to the hospital, it had got really, really, really bad on my way to the hospital. When we was, it was, and need I remind you, it was at nighttime when this happened. And so we live out in the country, and it's really dark. You know, the roads are kind of dark out here. But the hospital wasn't that far from, you know, our home, but, you know. And it got really bad. My breathing, it got really bad. And I didn't know what was going on. We just had a nephew to die of COVID, my husband's sister's child. He had just died of COVID, so I didn't know what was going on with me. All I know, something wasn't right. My breathing got really heavy. And when we was on our way to the hospital, I was telling my husband to speed up, you know, because, you know, it just was getting bad, and I was getting kind of scared. And I really felt like that I wasn't, that was my last time, you know, being in my home. I really thought I wasn't going to make it. I'm going to be honest and tell you the truth, because I felt my life slipping. You know, just slipping away, and I just kept beckoning for my husband to speed up in the car, to just go faster, go faster, go faster. And he was like, "Baby, I'm going faster as I can." I said, "You're gonna have to go faster." I said, "Because I'm not gonna make it." And and all of a sudden, because it's like an anger was trying to get on me concerning my husband. And I told him, I said, "If you ever loved me, if you ever cared anything for me, I said, you will speed this call. I said, because I'm about to leave you." And I just, all of a sudden, I just stopped focusing on that, because I had been praying to the Lord about some things concerning my relationship with the Lord for a while. I had been dealing with some stuff for a while, and I just had been praying to the Lord about it. I had been praying and asking the Lord to deliver me from some things that I had been holding on to, and it was really tormenting me. And it's like I wasn't able to just give it to the Lord. And God wanted me to give it to him, but it's like I just wasn't able to just give it to God. And when we was on Highway 17 rushing to that emergency room, I cried out to God. I said, "Lord," I said, "if you just get me through this right here," I said, "I will forgive whomever I have to forgive." I said, "I will let it go, God. I said, I let go whatever it is I have to let go if you just get me through this right here, Lord. I said, if you just get me through this, I said, I will live like you say live. I will preach a word. I will preach whatever you give me to preach. I said, Lord, if you just get me through it." I said, "just get me through this, cause God chose me to preach his word." And I had stopped preaching the word of God, and simply because of some stuff that I was going through, and I had stopped. I just stopped doing it, and I said, "Lord, I'll do it." I said, "If you just get me through this." And so we got to the hospital. I still didn't know what was going on until we had got to the hospital. And when we had got, they sent me to, it took them so long to get the ambulance and everything ready, and they finally got me in the ambulance. And we made it to St. Dominic. And after we got there, it's a lot of stuff I don't even remember when I first got to the hospital. But I do remember this right here. I remember they had me in the room about to prepare surgery on me. I didn't know what they was going to do. I didn't know how they was going to, how they was going to do it, but God was with me. But I forgot about this little part. Before we left, Alexis landed on that stretcher, and it's like the devil was in one corner, and like he was just pulling my soul. And it's like Jesus was on my right-hand side, holding my life in his hand. And I tell people that, and they just so amazed. And no matter how the enemy was trying to snatch my soul, God had my life in his hand. And he couldn't do nothing. He couldn't do anything. And when we got to St. Dominic and they prepared me for surgery, I remember my doctor, and he looked just, it's like he had a glow about him. And that's all I kind of remember. He was a white man, and it's like he had a bright light around him. And he said, "Miss Cher," he said, "I'm going to fix you up. I'm going to make you feel better." And he was talking to me, and he showed me what he was going to do to me. He said, "You see your hand right here?" I said, "Yes." He said, "I'm going to go through your hand, go all the way up through your arm, across your chest, and I'm going to put a stent in your heart." I said, "Okay." And while he was talking to me, it was so calm. I wasn't scared. I wasn't afraid. He said, "You're just going to feel a little pinch. That's all it is." He said, "Going to feel like something is burning you." And while he was talking to me, it seemed like he never stopped talking. He said, "Now, Miss Cher," he said, "I'm done." I had been asleep and everything and didn't even know it. It's like I never stopped talking to that man. And I didn't feel anything after that. But when they got me back to my room, the recovery area, the very next day, my husband came down to see me. I have a son that lived in Virginia, and I went to see all my children. And my husband had got everybody on the phone, and they was on the video, and they was talking to me. And fluid had covered my whole body. It's like I was drowning inside of my whole body. And I said, "Honey," I said, "go get him." I said, "because I can't breathe." And I could feel the fluid in my body. And I said, "What's going on?" I said, "My God." I said, "it's like I was drowning, like I was in a big old pool of water just drowning." Sister. And I got there. And water just was gushing out my body. It just so
my
much water
God.
just coming out my body. Just I don't know how it happened. It just started coming out my body. And from there on out, I was really weak. I really was. I was really weak. But God began to just start healing my heart instantly.
Thank you.
I went again, ma'am. I went in that Wednesday, which was December the 16th, and my great grandmother died on December 16th. And we had another family member that passed December the 16th. And I said, "Look at the devil! The devil trying to take me out, just like he did my grandmother." And I remember when I was in the hospital, I could feel God. God had started doing something in me that was so incredible, because I was laying there in the bed and I felt something that I had never felt before in my life. I started feeling a love that's so indescribable. I started feeling a cleansing that I have never felt before. And I gave my life to the Lord in 1993. And I'm telling you, I have never, ever felt the way I felt when I was in that hospital. It's like God sanctified me, sanctified everything about me, because I felt so clean. I felt so much love. I felt so much love in my heart. And it just was so much love to just bring tears to your eyes. I said, "What is this?" And I started thinking about my husband. It's just like I had just met him, like I had just fell in love with him. I started thinking about my in-laws and stuff and my family members. I was like, oh, my God. I said, I never felt like this. I said, what in the world is going on? And God just delivered me. When that happened, the stuff that God, all the hurt and all the unforgiveness and all the pain that I was holding on to, God had delivered me from that. I was able to, I gave it to the Lord. And when I gave it to God, God was able to come in and clean me and sanctify me and created me a clean heart and renew a right spirit within me. He did it. God changed my mind. He renewed my mind. And just that short of time, I went in there December the 16th, which was that Wednesday. That Sunday, they let me go home. And when I had the heart attack, one of the main artery in my heart is the one that I had the heart attack in. The main artery in my heart. So I know the enemy was trying to take me out. But I realized what the devil meant for my bad, God meant it for my good.
Lord.
Because I was holding on to something. And see, sometimes we tell people, won't you just let it go? Won't you just give it to God? But some of us have been scarred so much, woman of God, that we don't know how. We don't know how to let go. And I didn't know how to let go. But God knew I was crying out like, God, I can't live for you like this. I can't live. I can't serve you. I can't preach your word. And all this stuff is in my heart. I said, I can't do it, God. I said, and I used to often just cry. You know, I got a daughter that I confide in all the time. I would cry to her. I was like, I got to let this go. I said, I got to, because I can't serve God. I can't do what God called me to do, you know, holding on to this stuff. She said, Mama, you're going to have to find a way. I said, I'm trying my best, and I carried that stuff for years. And when that, and God, I really do believe that God allowed that thing to happen because something drastic had to happen for me, to me, in order for me to let it go. It really did. I hate I had the heart attack, but I thank God for it. I thank him for it because it helped me. God knows I did because it was no other way. And God, well, this one thing about the Lord. God made us, and he know all about us, and he know what it takes for us to function. And God had to allow that thing to happen to me to get me to the place where I am right now because I can truly say I'm free. I can truly say I'm free. I can
truly
say that I'm a child of God. I can because of God's mercy and his grace. I had to get to that point of my life about to get snatched out of my body for me to let go because that stuff had done grew deep in me. I mean, I had some unforgiveness up in me and some hurt that I just could not move out. I didn't know how to let it go. I tried to love them, but I couldn't love them because I was hurting too bad. I was hurting too bad about what had happened. I was trying to say, Lord, I can't love like, I can't do it. I can't do it like this. And it had got so, woman of God, I'm telling you, I was crying out to the Lord just a couple of days, not long before that thing had happened to me. And it just happened to me all of a sudden. I have talked to other people who have had heart attacks. It was nothing like mine. I'm talking about mine. Some people say, I drove myself to the hospital. I couldn't hardly stand up, let alone drive. I couldn't even hold my phone in my hand. My husband had to help me walk. I couldn't even hardly sit up. That devil was trying to heal me. But God had mercy on me, and he had to allow that thing to happen to get me to the place I am right now. Can't nobody tell me that I'm not a child of God. Can't nobody tell me know anything about God anymore. I'm talking about you can say
thank
what you
Jesus.
Want to say about me. It really don't matter to me because, see, I know who I am. and I know whose I
am.
So it really don't matter. You can say I'm not a prophet. You can say I'm not a woman of God. You can say whatever you want. I'm going to love you with a pure heart and undefiled, oh God. I am, because I know who I am. I know who I am, and I know whose I am. I do. And I walk in there.
Hallelujah.
And my daughter, she came down to the hospital. She said, Mama, when I walked in that room, I knew you wasn't the same no more. She said, something was different about you. She said, I don't
yes,
know what it was. She said, Mama, you didn't look the same. She said, something was different up in that room. She said, I cannot explain it, but something was different. Even when my husband came down to the hospital and picked me up and brought me home, when we got on Highway 14, Highway 14 didn't feel the same. When I drove up in my driveway, it felt like the woman that used to live here in my house didn't live here no more.
My God, look at God.
Everything was familiar, woman of God. Lord knows it was. But I didn't look at everything the same. I said, what is
yes.
it? I said, I'm trying to grasp everything like it was before. I said, why I can't grasp everything? I said, something ain't right here. I looked through my house, I said, and it's still like that right now. I said, something is not. I said, what is going on? I said, I know this my house, but why I don't feel like my house? I said, something ain't right. I said, it seemed like God took a part of me. It wasn't that. It just that old man has been a fade. But that's exactly
yes.
what. Everything was new to me. Everything was new.
Your heart was
new.
Your spirit
was new. It was.
You had a transformation.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, God transformed you. He, like you said, he healed you. He delivered you. And you could feel that change. And that's awesome. And I love your transparency and your honesty, how you said, I was holding on to some things, some unforgiveness. Because I'm going to tell you something. We fail to realize that, but when we hold unforgiveness and bitterness and anger and all of this stuff inside of us, it's going to take an effect on our natural physical body.
Yes, God. It do. It
but
do.
We praise God for, like you say, his grace and his mercy, because he allows you to go through this experience. Oh, glory be to God. But look at the woman. Look at the woman that you are after the experience.
Yes,
you release
God.
All of unforgiveness. You release. Why? Because you made that choice that day. You said, God, I'm going to preach your word. I'm going to do what you tell me to do.
Mm-hmm.
See, you made that choice right then.
Yes, God.
I said,
Lord, whatever you want me to do, whatever you want me to let go of, I said, God, I let go of it. I release it to you right now. Would it just get me through this right here? Just if you just get me through this one, I will serve you all the days of my life. Because I'm telling you,
I have one more question before we get off.
Mm-hmm.
I have one more question before we get off.
Okay.
The question: when you made the statement that you used to preach and teach and stuff, but you quit.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Is it something that happened to you to make you stop preaching and teaching?
Yeah, it's a number of things that happened. For one thing, I was giving out so much. I was giving out so much, and I was dealing with stuff myself. I was giving out, and I didn't have anybody to pour back into me. And I just got spiritually drained, and I just started coming up under so much attack. And I didn't have anybody to pour inside of me. You know what I'm saying? I just really didn't. I didn't have anybody to pour inside of me. And one thing about me, and I'm like that right now, even though God's done delivered me, I'm like this right now. I'm not going to let anybody pour into me. My spirit
Say that again. Say that again.
And it does not matter to me how much scripture you know. I'm talking about if you got the wrong spirit, you can't pour into me. I'm sorry.
You sure right about that.
Mm-hmm. And it's just, and I was like, Lord, I'm pouring out so much. I ain't got nobody to pour into me. I need somebody to pour into me. And I got spiritually burnt out. And I was coming up under so much attack. I'm telling you, I was under so much attack from different people. People who don't even live in Mississippi. They was attacking me, you know, because my ministry is on social media. And they no longer live here. And it just, and I was like, okay, I'm going to let them have it. I stepped back because it just had got, and that's why it's so important, woman of God. Yes, God called us and chose us to in ministry, but it's important to be connected to some people that's going to sharpen you and going to hold you
accountable. Say that again.
That's so important.
That's definitely the truth.
We can't do it by ourselves. We cannot.
When we try, we're going to fail every time.
We're going to fail. That's why we got to be connected to other sisters and brothers. We do. We got to. That's important.
Mm-hmm. Yes, it is.
And that is one of my
I thank you. I do. I thank you so much for sharing your testimony.
Yes, ma'am.
And for sharing your experience. And we praise God and thank God for healing and delivering and bringing you out. We thank God for the transformation that he's done in your heart, for the transformation he's done in your life. We thank him for what he even has in store for you.
Yes,
and
glory.
And if anyone, do you have? Could you tell someone how they could maybe, if they had questions for you or if they wanted to speak with you, how they could contact you? You said you were on social media.
If anyone want to contact me, you can contact me. My name is Evangelist Naomi Sheard. I'm on social media. You can contact me. Through there, or you can call me at 601-906-3868, and I will be glad to answer any questions or pray with you, or just whatever, you know, just whatever.
Well, we thank you so much, and as always, I'm LaShonda Williams, Real Talk on my radio blog. You can also, if you have any questions or if you would like to speak with me, you can contact me. I'm on Facebook or Instagram under LaShonda Williams, LaShanda Williams. Or you could email me at LaShondaWilliams907@gmail.com. Or is it, it's just at Gmail, 907@gmail.com. And, I appreciate it, and thank you all for coming on. And you all have a blessed rest of the prosperous day. And Miss Naomi, we thank you, and we appreciate you for sharing your testimony. And we will definitely be keeping you lifted up in prayer. And you go forth and continue to do the work of the Lord.
Thank you so much, and God bless you all.
Bless you. Bye-bye.